And you're welcome back to the programme. 26 minutes to the hour is the time. And as always, at this time on a Monday, we talk careers in our Careers Corner. I'm joined on the line now by Mark MacDonald from Schlienoa Careers Limited. Good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening, guys.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. An email received in, I'll just read through it and then advice, please. I've been trying to secure employment as a project manager for some time now. A number of people have suggested that I should begin to use LinkedIn in order to improve my chances. I'm not particularly familiar with LinkedIn and I'm unsure if it's for me. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Aidan, I suppose in answer to that person's question, is LinkedIn for him or for her? Absolutely it is, because LinkedIn is for everyone, basically. I think for people who may not be familiar with LinkedIn, it is essentially, in one sense, it's almost like Facebook for grown-ups. It's a social media platform that enables people to share information about their job, about their career, about business, about industry. And it allows people to connect with people who interest them and who offer interest to them in terms of their career and their career aspirations. I can think off the top of my head of possibly three, very strong reasons why everybody really should be using LinkedIn. One, I suppose, first and foremost, it's free. And despite LinkedIn's best efforts to get people to pay for an upgraded profile, you really don't need one as a job seeker. The free, the level of functionality you get from a free profile is more than sufficient in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve. The second reason I would state would be, if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, there's every possibility when you apply for a job that some or maybe all of your competitors will have a profile. And in that, it puts you in one way, it puts you at a disadvantage. And I think the third reason that people should really become aware of is LinkedIn has now probably become the first point of reference for recruiters when they are looking to source talent. And again, recruiters would use LinkedIn either on a free basis, or they may use one of the specific recruitment packages that LinkedIn offered to that particular sector, which enables them to carry out a more detailed search. So, in essence, LinkedIn is an excellent way for people to communicate their skills, their talents, their backgrounds, what they've achieved in the past in terms of their own career, and more importantly, what they can offer going forward. It's also an excellent way to build up a network within LinkedIn, a network of people who you would deem to offer value to you in terms of your own career progression or your own job searching strategy. So there's so many reasons why I can think that everybody should avail of LinkedIn. If in terms of the person who sent the text, and they I think you said to me that they said they were a project manager. Again, if they should, I would recommend that they create a profile. They heavily orientate the profile towards project management. In some sense, they're replicating their CV to a certain extent, but what LinkedIn will allow you to do is choose specific keywords or tag words that would trigger a search if a recruiter or an employer was looking for talent in your particular area, in your geographic location. And if you've optimized your profile to its maximum, there's a good chance that you will get on the radar of that particular employer or that recruiter if they're looking for somebody with the type of skills that you have. So I think it could definitely help that your texter, the person who sent your email, it could definitely help them in terms of securing project management, employment within the area of project management. And in essence, it's a very good tool for anyone who is either looking to develop their career further from where it is at the moment, or is somebody who unfortunately may be currently out of work and is trying to get back into the workforce.
But we actually, on that very point, we've received a text in from an individual who has been working all his life. He's been unemployed for a number of years. He's heard of LinkedIn. He's not particularly computer literate. Where does he go to have his profile.
But again, if for people
LinkedIn,
yeah, that's a very fair point, Aidan. For people who may not be, you know, overly computer literate, you know, if they feel that it's something that they may not be able to achieve on their own, maybe ask a friend or a family member to help them to set up a profile. LinkedIn is extremely user friendly. It doesn't require anything over and above basic computer skills. If somebody can handle Facebook or Twitter, they could easily handle creating a profile on LinkedIn. However, there are people who may struggle at that level. I would suggest maybe if that person is currently unemployed, if there are any job clubs within the local area that maybe people in there might be willing to offer some pointers on how to go about setting up your profile. There may be some advice available in a local library. If you go in and just ask maybe one of the librarians if they wouldn't mind pointing you in the right direction with regard to how to go about setting up your profile. But, you know, ultimately it is quite a user-friendly platform. It's designed for people to access it with a high degree of ease. And, you know, really, if you're the type of person that you can put a CV together or the semblance of a CV, you should be well able to handle, trying to articulate your strengths with regard to putting a LinkedIn profile together.
And while you said earlier, Mark, that to a very large extent, perhaps LinkedIn is merely duplicating your CV, the reality is, and I think this would be the important point, if you're not LinkedIn and your competitors are, well, then you may be automatically at a disadvantage, and it may be the difference between getting a job and not getting a job.
It may be the difference between getting called for an interview and not. And I would agree fully with that, Baden. I think ultimately, more and more employers will, first of all, refer to somebody's LinkedIn profile after they've looked at a CV. And it enables them with the opportunity to maybe reinforce the information that they've read on the CV. They look at the LinkedIn profile. They will look at if somebody has been given recommendations from people within that particular sector of employment. And that, again, reinforces somebody's credibility in the eyes of an employer or in the eyes of a recruiter. So you're very correct in what you say. You are at a disadvantage. And really, you know, the possibility or the likelihood that somebody or one of your competitors applying for a job will have a LinkedIn profile is very high. The other advantage that I forgot to mention earlier on, when people are called for interview, and we would coach at Slinua, we would coach people around interview training, I will always recommend somebody who's going for interview to A, try and find out the names of the people who will be on the interview panel, and B, look them up on LinkedIn. And, you know, you achieve a couple of things when you do that. First of all, you know, you'll get a feel for the type of person, their own background. You get an indication maybe as to what makes them tick in terms of, you know, their own career background. And secondly, if they happen to check their own LinkedIn profile, they will see that you, as a LinkedIn user, have looked at their profile. And it reinforces the level of seriousness that you've displayed about the job you're applying for. So there are so many advantages and so many reasons why people should create a LinkedIn profile, should begin to develop a network within LinkedIn and you know, proactively engage in various discussion groups within your area of expertise. Try and connect with what we would refer to as key decision makers within companies that you might like to work for, or you hope to work for at some point in the future.
Another text in here in relation to LinkedIn, Mark, is it important to keep your LinkedIn profile updated, and how regularly? Well, I presume the answer to that is yes.
It is. Yeah, it is. But you would be surprised how many people don't think about that, Baden. It's your LinkedIn profile, you know, I suppose, is quite similar to your CV in that it needs to be up to date, it needs to be current, it needs to be fresh, it needs to properly reflect what you can offer to an employer going forward as and from today. So yes, you do need to keep it fresh. You need to keep it up to date, and it's quite a good exercise to, you know, dip in and dip out of your profile, have a look, reassess it every couple of weeks, and just continuously ask yourself, is this profile selling me as well as it could? Because at the end of the day, the entire recruitment process is a sales process. And when people begin to think of their own job searching initiatives as a sales process, they're selling themselves. The employer is their potential customer. And when people start to think along those lines, Aidan, I think it helps them focus on what exactly they need to do.
Another text in, Mark said earlier that employers would go to your LinkedIn profile. Would they take a negative view if you don't have one?
I don't think they may necessarily take a negative view, but it's quite possible that they could be more drawn towards a fellow applicant who does have a profile. It would be hard to answer for every employer to say whether or not they would apportion a negative view to somebody who doesn't have one, but it makes the job of an employer or a recruiter, it makes their job a little bit easier in terms of them making a decision about you. So if they see a LinkedIn profile and it's optimised and it's populated with relevant information and it both reinforces and complements what you've said on your CV and you've said on your application or your cover letter, when they see that, it makes their decision process that little bit easier.
And as we were saying earlier, if you can deal with Twitter or Facebook, you should be able to deal with LinkedIn.
You should really, Aidan. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's quite a user-friendly platform. And no, I fully accept there are people ranging in age who may struggle with IT skills. But I would suggest they maybe speak to friends or family, see if somebody could help them. Failing that, maybe a jobs club or maybe some of the services available in local libraries. But you know, when you consider that we're living and working in a relatively tech-dominated environment.
Yes.
If you can't do it yourself, there will always be somebody who will be willing to help.
And just one final text. You said at the outset of the conversation, Mark, that LinkedIn is free, that it's not necessary to upgrade, but would it be advantageous to upgrade? Because that's going to cost money, I think.
It is going to cost money, and depending on what you upgrade to, will be determined by price. I think if somebody is trying to develop their network within LinkedIn, if somebody is ultimately trying to secure a job that they're interested in within a sector that they're suited for, I don't believe you need to pay in order to achieve that. Without getting overly complicated in it, you can within a free profile you can connect with people who would be regarded as a certain type of connection. In other words, if it's I off the top of my head now, I'm not sure if it's I think it's a second degree connection, but if somebody beyond that, you can't connect with them unless you pay. So I know that's getting a little bit complicated and I don't want to scare people off, but the simple answer really, Aidan, in my opinion, in order for a job seeker, be they a mature person or a recent graduate, anything you want to achieve from LinkedIn in terms of getting yourself to the next point in your career, you can do so for free.
Very good. We shall leave it at that. Mark MacDonald from Schlienoa Careers, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
You're welcome, Aidan.